This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. Last week we talked about how cold vortices or swirls can cause unseasonably cool conditions like what occurred in the interior over Memorial Day weekend. It happened again in the Seward Peninsula region last week, and Rick, this time actually hung around.
Very unusually, this swirl of cold air got stuck right over the Bering Strait and stayed there for about 5 days and brought very unseasonable weather. At Nome, there was snow on several days, and on at least two of those days, there was small accumulations right in town, so right at sea level. And this was all the result of one of these swirls of cold air that, instead of moving around, just got stuck.
Is this at all part of a larger signal or trend across the broader region?
The cold weather across Western Alaska, not indicative and not really connected to what else is happening across the larger scale Arctic. In fact, again, this summer, parts of Siberia have been very warm, much like we saw in 2020. And this year, we also have persistent, very warm weather in eastern Canada and parts of Greenland. These swirls of cold air, locally, regionally, very important for day-to-day weather. And when they get stuck, like they did over the Bering Strait region this month, they can significantly impact the monthly climate. But because they are small scale, they don't really tell us too much about what's going on in the larger scheme of things, say, across the entire Arctic.
But an interesting phenomenon all the same, and thanks for telling us about it, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.